The sleet was falling. It fell straight down in the windless, chill air, but the boys ignored it. They were standing outside of the off-license at the QQ's nest, hoping to borrow money off someone for a few cans. Andy felt the unhappiness grow in his chest again. It was heavy and he fought against it. No, he said to himself. No. He held his arms up and out in front of him and made soft crooning engine noises. Fuck's sake, Steve, he snorted at him. Easy rider, you're full of shite, Andy. It won't be long now, Steve, you wonder. I'll have a job soon, I will, and I'll start saving. Andy dropped his arms and sat on the wall. What do you say, Stevie? Stevie threw the butt of a cigarette on the ground and watched it roll into the puddle. I wish there was more than tobacco in that smoke. That's what I say. Real easy rider stuff. They say they had the good stuff they had. The very best. Oh God, it's freezing. They walked up and down, their fingers squeezed into the pockets of their jeans, and their shoulders hunched as they thought about riding bikes on straight, endless American roads, with the sun hot in the sky and their Walkmans loud in their ears. We're never going to have them bikes, Stevie said. He nudged and rolled up the post that tucked under Andy's arm. That's as near as a bike as we'll ever get. They cost a fucking fortune. And even if you do have a job, you've got Sandra and the kid. Any smokes left? Andy lit a cigarette and dragged on it before passing it to Stevie. Stevie worked for a milkman. Deadly, he said it was. Getting up at 3 in the morning, the streets all dark and no traffic. And then you have the day to yourself. He wanted Andy to come too, but Sandra wouldn't let him. Said she'd be scared on her own at night, even though them boards were in the flat downstairs. She hated them boards. Andy didn't think much about them. Sometimes he looked at them as if they were on television. The sleep began to fall faster. There was no one they knew coming or going. Andy could feel the cold going into his bones. I'm off, he said. It's too bleeding cold away. See you later, Stevie. He pulled the sleeves of his jacket down over his knuckles and coiled himself around the poster. One of his runners was letting in and he tried hard to bend his foot from the wet spot. The Green Hills Road had never seemed so long. He crossed the footbridge at Millbrook Lawns at a half run and paused for a minute to spit through the rails of the cars passing below. It was only a habit now. He didn't try to see where the spit landed anymore. Back at the flat, he stood for a minute, staring up at the window, trying to guess if Sandra and the baby were in it or not. He opened the front door and listened. There wasn't a sound, and then he heard laughing in the downstairs flat, and the door swung open. Shite, Andy thought. Hoi, he said, looking down towards the stairs, mopping at the wet hair on his forehead. The girl stopped at the sight of him. Their faces were bright, and her blonde hair bounced on all the woody scarves. Hello, there's nobody up there. We'll make coffee for you if you like. Yeah, we're not in a hurry, come on in. The door was pushed open again. We'll warm you up, you look like an icicle. Andy bolted for the stairs. No thanks, he said. They'll be home, I'll have to... He sniggered quietly to himself as he thought of what Sandra might do if she came home and he was in there. They might have cooked something. They could have had a fire lit. He went into the kitchen and edged past the table to the kettle, baiting the onions out of his way. The onions were strung from hooks in the ceiling. Sandra had seen that once in a movie and insisted on stringing them up, although she didn't eat onions. She didn't cook anyway. Walter rattled into the kettle, and Andy shivered with his hand onto the freezing tap. There was bread and milk, but nothing else. Maybe Sandra would bring something home from the Chinese. She did that sometimes. If her mother gave her a few bob. In the bedroom, he knelt on the floor and slowly unrolled the poster. The bike was red, shiny roaring red, except for the wheels and handlebars. He weighed down the corners with Jessica's bricks, and then he looked at the wall to see where he would put it, if he was lit. But Sandra wouldn't let him. He knew she wouldn't. She'd say it frightened Jessica. Andy felt the heaviness creep up in him again. No, he said to himself. No. He sank onto the side and closed his eyes. In a minute he got up and make the tea, and then he'd go out again. Everybody kept saying there was lots of jobs, but he couldn't see himself frying chips or cutting sandwiches. Andy's eyes flicked open and he raised his head. They were home. Jesus, she killed him. He got off the bed and pulled his sweatshirt straight. He scrubbed at his face with his fists. What'll we say? He couldn't think. Andy! I'm in here, Sandra. You just caught me. I came home to change me top. Sandra stood at the door with Jessica on her hip. She was very pale and she was rubbing her face with a towel. She looked at him on the bed, at the poster pinned to the floor with Jessica's bricks, and she pressed her lips tight together. There's a job, Andy started again. Stevie was saying there was a job. He sat back on the bed, his hand smoothing out the bedspread. Don't mention that faggot to me, Sandra hissed at him. She marched straight across the poster and leaned over him, Jessica clutching at her neck. Get yourself a fucking job. Nobody's going to hand you one, Stevie or nobody else. Jesus, Sandra, Andy tried to stand up. I'm going out now. You only came in to lie down. That's all you do. You lie down and sleep and dream about fucking bikes. And your daughter. She thrust Jessica onto his lap and he grabbed her before she fell. The baby's eyes were red and cold from the sleep. We haven't any dinner. I was in the square and I opened my purse. Sandra began to cry, loud angry wails. Ah, for fuck's sake, Sandra, don't cry. What's not ask your mother? Sandra let out a louder wail. She hit the wall with her fist and Jessica jumped. Oh, Jesus, Andy thought, trying to breathe calmly. He pressed his feet against the floor to stop himself from jumping and running out of the room. His eyes fell on the poster. Sandra stood on the corner of it, wrinkling the smooth, shiny surface. He wanted to move her off it. I'll get a job today, Sandra. Honest to God, I will. I won't come home without one. Jessica began to struggle and whine, and he tried to hold her still. Christ's sake, what are you like? Sandra blew her nose and slapped away the baby's raging hands. Calm your hair. Change your jeans. How would anybody give you a job? Sometimes I really hate you. Andy put Jessica into the car. He ran down the stairs and out into the sharp bit of air. The sleigh had stopped, but the sky was still low and dark. He pulled his sleeves down over his knuckles and wondered where Stevie was. He might have money for the chipper. You look shy, Andy. You look in bits. Andy stood in Stevie's mother's kitchen and watched while Stevie poured boiling water over the noodles. The smell of beef curry rose steaming. Andy forked up the noodles and swallowed, feeling the heat of it hit his stomach. Thanks, Stevie, he said, gobbling and swallowing. Jesus, I'm starving. It's Friday night, Stevie said. I know. Another Friday night with no bleeding wages. It's a double run tonight. Double money. Andy, will you not come? The other fella's fecked off somewhere. If I asked the boss he'd take you, he said he would before. I know, Stevie, but Sandra doesn't like being on her own. Ah, that's a load of me shite. Stevie threw his empty carton into the sink. Does she want you to work or not? She'd be all right. And them boards down the stairs, they're there if anything happens. Andy sucked up the end of his noodles and thought of flying around the streets in a milk van in the dark and money in his pocket going home and not feeling guilty. Stevie gave him a cigarette and a cup of tea, and he stood quiet in the kitchen looking out the window. You're a wonder, Stevie wonder. Andy flicked ash into an empty packet. I will go, sure, fuck her. She'll be glad when I come home with the money. Andy stood outside the door with the plastic bags dangling, cutting into the tips of his fingers. He had spent nearly all the money, and he had enough smokes for a week. Maybe they could have a few cans tonight. It was Saturday. A few cans would be good. Yeah, bit of decent hash. They can get easy rider out. Andy smiled. He had enjoyed the night, the silence of the dark and the quiet voice of the milkman. The job was there again next Friday night, if he wanted it. He had the key in the door before he heard the fighting inside. He could hear Sandra's voice, loud. He sat down the bags and closed his eyes for a second. When he opened the door, his face was torn to him. Sandra stood at the bottom steps of the stairs, her arms tightly folded, her face red and twisted and wet looking. The guards leaned against the wall, half smiling. They started to laugh when he lifted in the bags. Here's the man of the house, isn't he gorgeous? Come down here if you want tonight. You bitches, you fucking, Sandra ran at them. Her fists up, the guards shrieked and laughed and disappeared. Andy could still hear them laughing as he followed Sandra up the stairs. She was crying loudly. She hadn't even looked at the bags. Sandra, Sandra, he called to her and called to her. Look what I've got for us. Look, shut up. Shut the fuck up. We can have a fry. Chips as well. Andy tumbled the packets onto the kitchen table. He tried to sound happy. He tried to smile, but his limbs were heavy and he wanted to lie down. It didn't matter anyway. Nothing mattered. It was all shy. Sandra paced up and down by the window. "Them bitches," she said. "They said the baby woke them." "Shut up!" she yelled as the whining started in the bedroom. "Where the fuck are you?" Jessica cried out again and Sandra marched into the bedroom. Andy reached a hand to the sausages and rashers and then let it fall. There was a cake too, a sponge with jam. He heard a slap and a sudden silence, and then he heard paper ripping. He moved quickly. "Ah, Sandra, ah, Jesus." He pulled at her hands and shook her, but she pushed him back and went on ripping. "I was smoking, Sandra, I was. You were out all night, and I was hearing me own and them bitches banging on the ceiling." She pushed the torn strips towards him. "You can mind the fucking baby now, I'm off out, we've had enough." It was very quiet when she left. Andy knew it was useless, but he tried to put the red shiny pieces together again. The edges were uneven and shredded. He felt the heat of tears and watched them drop. He lifted his arms up and out and made soft crooning engine noises, and then he rolled onto his side. Oh God," he said. He began to doze, but it was cold and the weight in his chest was like a stone. He became aware of the small sounds. Jessica had dropped her shoulder and was straining against the hardness trying to reach it. Andy bent and kissed her head and undid the straps. He picked her up and held her tightly against his chest. Her bottom was wet, the clothes damp against his arm. He rocked her and smoothed her hair and touched the soft hot cheek with his own. She breathed snuffily and relaxed and slept. Andy laid her gently in the cot and covered her. He went to the kitchen and put the stove beneath the onions. The knots were tight and it took him a while to get them undone. The onions fell to the floor with a clatter. Andy climbed down and up again with an orange twisted rope of clothesline. He tied one end to the hook and then he tied it around his neck and jumped.